This is Three Whistles in the Dark, a Stranger Things fanfic written by Lovin Hawkins and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and is Jen, with the relationship of pre-Steve Harrington Eddie Munson. Additional tags for vignette, POV Eddie Munson. The hike from Skull Rock to Lover's Lake. Missing scene, one shot. Season 2 Steve has a special place in my heart. Oh, the implications of the junkyard scene and the tunnels scene. Self-sacrificing Steve Harrington. Perceptive Eddie Munson. Character study, introspection. Originally posted on Tumblr. Season 4.
Why are you whistling?
Eddie asks, after he's heard Steve do it for the fourth time.
Huh?
Eddie imitates him. It's not like Steve is just casually following a tune in his head. It sounds deliberate. Encouraging whistles, one right after the other in groups of three. Like a call to something.
Oh.
Steve chuckles slightly, gestures vaguely to the trees around them, to the evening fog that's settling in, clinging to the branches.
They'll be nearing Lover's Lake soon, surely. I guess because of, it's just a habit.
He smiles as if to himself.
In case of dogs. So they come to me first.
Eddie shakes his head.
Dogs. Right. Do I need a translator around you all?
Steve's smile grows.
Maybe. Not gonna spill all our secrets just like that, Munson. Gotta respect,
He clicks his fingers.
Narrative tension.
Eddie snorts.
Fine. I'll get the full story out of you yet, Harrington. Just so you wait.
Mm-hmm. It's a good one.
Why?
Steve shrugs, but Eddie follows where his eyes linger. Lucas, Max, Dustin.
I guess it wasn't really the beginning of everything, but it kind of was one. A beginning, I mean, for me, anyways.
He huffs, seems to hear himself.
Sorry, that was cryptic as hell, and I wasn't even... Hey, man, let me know if you find a translator. I think I need one for me, too.
Eddie smiles.
Sure.
But even as they're walking toward uncertainty, even though Eddie knows there's so many little stories he's missing, all tangled up in the big one, he finds that he can understand a lot about Steve without needing words. There's a tautness to his body as he walks. Like, even when seemingly relaxed, he's always ready to run. Like there's an unbreakable string pulling right from the center of him, and Eddie already knows that it'll lead straight to the kids. Three whistles in the dark.
So they come to me first.
Eddie's growing certain that this story in its entirety won't exactly put his mind at ease. But for some reason, as they walk side by side, his heartbeat slows, like he's finally calm enough to feel something other than fear. Something close to fondness,
maybe.
I don't need a translator, Steve Harrington. Turns out I can read you pretty damn well. The end.